Rav Metzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein ma'arvin peiris bepeiris. When one is selling peiris and the buyer stipulates that he wants peiris from one field, if you're a seller, you can't mix different fruits. It doesn't just mean fruits, it means grain. Don't mix fruits from one field and another field. He wants dafka from this field, don't mix it with other fields' fruits. Afilu chadashim bechadashim. Even if they're both newer fruits. Newer fruits are not as desirable as older. And the fruits we're talking about specifically with the older and the newer is grain, because they would take the grain and crush them. And when you had older grain, it was easier to crush. And even though everything's the same quality, we're at the same stage, don't do it. And obviously, you can't mix newer ones with older ones. If he tells you that he wants older ones, you can't mix in newer ones. That's pashut. Rashi actually says that the opposite you're allowed to, because since older ones are better, if he tells you he wants newer ones and you put in some of the good stuff, the older ones, that's okay, according to Rashi. Be'emes, usually be'emes means the halacha is like this. Be'yayin hitiru la'arif kosha birach. When it comes to wine, this is dafka, Taisentiv says wine, be'nagitos, meaning before they actually made it into wine, when it was by the part where they would press it. There, they were matter to mix hard, stronger wine with soft, more mild wine. Be'pneshu mashbicho, because the harder wine will improve the delicate wine. This is, again, only be'nagitos, not afterwards. When they actually completed the process and it was pure wine and it had its own flavor and consistency, you couldn't mix it at that point, no matter what. But be'nagitos, you're allowed to. B'pnei shu mashbicho. Ein ma'arvin shimre yayin b'yayin. You're not allowed to mix the sediment of one wine barrel with another wine barrel. Avon nosin lo eshmarov. But you can give the same sediment in the same wine barrel to the buyer, because that's not going to damage it. But a different sediment from another wine into this wine will damage it. Mishnas arv mayim biyeno lo yim kareno bichanus el imkein hodiel. If you have some water that's diluting and is mixed into the wine, don't sell it in your shop unless you let the guy know that you put some water in here, that it's a little bit diluted, because he's going to think that this wine is wine that's not diluted. V'lo l'sagar afal pi shehodio, and not to a merchant even if you tell him, sheinu el ramospa, because he's going to trick others. If you're selling to him but he's not a buyer, he's just selling it to somebody else, don't sell it to him, because he's likely going to trick the other people and not tell them that there's water in this. Mekom shenegu lahatul mayim biyayin yatilu. However, if it is a place, this is also, Larav says, benagitos, before the wine was finalized, if this was the minhag of makom where they would put water in it, then nobody's going to be tricked, and it's going to be assumed that there is some water in the mixture, and therefore you can sell it to a tagger. I'm not sure even if you have to tell him, it could be you don't even have to tell him as well.